Psalms 118, verse 24, it says, Psalms 118, this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us be and rejoice and be glad in it, isn't it? And Sabbath is the day that the Lord has made for each one of us. And God instituted Sabbath so that all of us can enjoy. Amen. And imagine after working for 6 days and the seventh day also has to work, it's cumbersome. And God, in his infinite wisdom, he knows what is best for his people, his children. And King David, with all his majesty, with all his power, and he was not happy. But when he said, I was happy, this is the scripture reading that we have, for all the promises of God in him are A and in And in him, amen, unto the glory of God. The promises, the Sabbath, it is true in God's sight. And his promises for each one of us. And that is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. And then when it comes to this, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And then when David, with all his power, the kingdom, everything at his beck and call, was not happy, but he said, I was glad when they said, what they said, and oh, God bless you all. Then it says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. And this morning, we are so happy that we are in the house of the Lord. And you know something else? And God knows that you and I have to be in the sanctuary. And he comes to each one of us, and he wakes us up morning by morning. You know, in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4, Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4, those of you who want to mark, you can mark, or if you want to write it down, you can write it down and count on this. It says, then the Lord God hath given me a tongue of a learner, and to listen to the weary, and also, it says, who wakeneth me, morning by morning, isn't it? And he wakeneth me morning by morning. This morning, many times we don't get even chance to wake our spouses or children because of the hurry, and we run for our errands during the week. But you know, our Lord who comes to us every morning and he wakes us up, what a beautiful promise is this. Isn't it? And he knows that you and I need to be in the sanctuary to enjoy the Sabbath, and which he intended in his infinite wisdom, and to enjoy. And not only that, we are all from different directions from the Burma church, and some of us are from different places, and here we are, we all find the Lord said in Exodus chapter 23, verse 20, and the Exodus chapter 23, verse 20, it says, behold, I'll send an angel before you to take you to the place which I have prepared for you, and especially to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared, which is the place that the Lord has prepared for his children today. Yeah. This morning, to be in the sanctuary. Isn't it? How joyful it is. The Lord has a purpose for each one of us. And he brought us here. And therefore, this morning, my family and myself, we would like to thank the Lord and praise the Lord for bringing us to Bournemouth and to enjoy and to have a fellowship and study of word together this morning. And would like to place my thanks on record to Elder Marcus Roland and the elders for giving me an opportunity to share the pulpit to study the word of God together. And I also would like to thank Sister Jennifer for the beautiful story, Jennifer Robertson, and then Ray Richard for the stewardship there, and then a special music, Jerry and Sarah, for strengthening my message this morning. And their song, "And Miracles Happens." When you believe, miracles happens. You know, when you read, it's not in this, but when you read Acts chapter 16, verse 32, it says, "And when you believe in the Lord and his miracles, you and your household shall be saved." So therefore, it is important, and therefore we would like to thank you all. One more thing, and my wife and me, and I would like to sincerely thank you all for being there for my children, Jeevan and Santosh. And they are in your midst, and you all are nurturing them and giving your support. And we would like to sincerely, wholeheartedly, my family would like to thank you all for being there. Now Jeevan got married, and you all, most of you are there, and we would like to thank you all and pray for Jeevan and Margaret to establish a good home. And Santosh is going to be with you all, and please take care of him. And okay, and I also would like to place thanks on record for Scott and Raylan, Elder Scott and Sister Raylan. And I felt when we see this couple, and angels in the form of humans, the way they have done, we are so much satisfied. And our son's wedding was beautiful. Thank you for all your prayers. Continue to keep them in your prayers. Well, for any parent, there's no greater joy than to know that their children are in the truth. 3 John chapter 1, verse 4. Can I get that one, please? It's coming. Okay. "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth." Isn't it? For you and me, every one of us, I want to live this, you know, this is our desire. No matter how big, how small they are, and it's our desire that our children should walk in truth. And we are happy, the church is here to help them to grow in truth. God bless you all. Well, this morning, there are so many promises in the Bible. The title of my message, and you have seen, is God's Promises Have Power. And God's promises have power. I always count on God's promises. Every morning I claim on God's promises for my family, my church, my community, my city. Well, there are so many promises in the Bible. And they say, thousands of it. And there's an author who says there are 365 promises. Every day you can claim one promise in life. Every morning. But we don't have the time. And I'm going to deal with only five promises this morning. And they're very close to my heart. I know they'll become part of your life. And I want you to know this. The first one, here it says, I will be with you all the days of your life. The Lord is promising that I will be with you all the days of your life. In Joshua chapter 1 and 5, Joshua 1 verse 5, it says, there shall not any man be to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. You know, many times we do promise. Many times we take the wedding vows when challenges comes, and we sometimes forget. But the Lord says, I will be with you all the days of your life. Whether you are old or young and a senior citizen, the Lord says, I'm with you all the days of your life. And it may be 60 seconds or 60 minutes or 24 hours of the day or 352 weeks of the year or 365 days of an year. The Lord says, I will be with you all the days of your life. What a promise that the Lord has for each one of us, isn't it? And when the Lord is for us, who can be against us? In fact, my message is in a connection with Elder Marcus Rowland, part one and part two. This is as I was listening to him, faithfulness to God. And I thought this will be a connecting message. So, and I'm presenting you this morning. So therefore, the Lord says, I will be with you all the days of your life. All the days of your life. You know, according to Psalms 90 verse 10, we might live 70, isn't it? Maybe 60 to 70 years. If it is by God's will, 80, 80. And we don't know. The breath is in the hand of God. According to Job chapter 14 verse 5, it says the Lord knows the minute and the hour. Isn't it? And the lifespan of ours, no matter what we do, God knows and no one can change and cross the bounds. And the Lord says, I will be with you all the days of your life. As they were worrying about the Moses, and he's passed away, now who is going to lead? And the Lord calls Joshua. And he gives his excuses, but the Lord says, Joshua, I will be with you all the days of your life. And therefore, to you, each one of us, because the Lord had chosen us, according to John chapter 15, verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you. So it says, Rao, I will be with you all the days of your life. The Lord is speaking to me this promise. Rao, I'm going to be with you all the days of your life. You know, even to the end of the world. Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, it says, I will be with you until the end of. And many times when we become old, when senior citizens, when our limbs are shaking and we worry. But there is a promise for all of you. He says, I, the Lord who created you, and you will find in Isaiah chapter 46, verse 4. Isaiah 46, verse 4. Here it says, and even to your old age I am he. isn't it? And then here says, and even to her hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, and even I will carry, and I will deliver you. This is a beautiful promise. You know, the day one, because, and the Lord knows each one of us even before we were formed in our mother's womb. He says, I'm the one who formed you. He's claiming you, he's claiming me, and he's owning us. He says, I will be with you all the days of your life. What a promise it is for each one of us. And every day you can claim this promise. Every promise of the Lord has a power. It has an energy. It has a strength. It has an abundant power. Therefore, you and I can claim the God's promise and say, Lord, you will be with me all the days of my life. Therefore, the Lord, be with me this morning. When you get up in the morning, claim the promise, Lord. Because every morning, the Lord comes and wakes us up. So it is you right and my right when he comes to wake us up in the morning to talk to God and tell God, I'm claiming this promise. And the second promise that I have is, I will go with you wherever you go. You know, it is very, very important when we move in different errands. During the week, we go for our professional life. We go to our jobs. We travel on the road. We don't know what happens on the way, isn't it? And once you go out of the house until you come home, we are in danger. But God says, I am with you. I will go with you. My presence will go with you. It is not that I say it, but it is the word of God in Joshua 1:9. It says, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Wherever you go, and when you are walking, when you are in your car, or when you are flying, when you are in a boat, when you are in a ship, the Lord says, my presence will be with you. And even when we take a travel, and I always claim this promise. And because in Psalms 121 verse 8, it says, I will be with you as you go out and as you come in. So that promise, the minute that I start out of my house, I always read and I pray, Lord, you said you will be with me. And he will hold your steering. He will accelerate for you. He will guard you. He will assign his angels to guard over your car. And he will be with the traffic that is on the road. Even sometimes we are on the right side. If the opposite is not right, we get into a mess. But the Lord will clear everything for his children. As Isaiah chapter 43, it says, even when you pass through the waters and the rivers and nothing will happen. He says, I will go before you, level the mountains. And therefore, then the ear says, not only that, he told Moses, as he was leading the children of Israel in the wilderness. And what he said? Moses, he said, my presence shall go with thee and I will give thee rest. The Lord's presence will always go. When the Lord is with us, when he walks with us, you know, last time And last week, the sir said in 2 Chronicles 15, chapter 2, the same last portion, when you are with the Lord is with you. When you forsake the Lord will forsake. But the thing is, the Lord knows. Therefore, the Lord is assuring, He is promising that He will be with us wherever we go. And I hope you understood the second promise. And the third promise that I have is this morning, be a blessing to others. The Lord wants us, because the Lord has created human beings, you and me, to do good works. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says, you and I are created to do good works. When you and I do good works, the Lord says in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, I will bless the ones who bless you. Isn't it? I will bless the one who bless you. I will curse the one who curse you. And in this, it says, in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Because the Lord has created you and me to be a blessing. And therefore, and the Lord expects, because as Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11, 1, I imitate Christ, you imitate me. Because Paul has imitated, he was imitating Jesus Christ. You and us, I as a child of God, as a Seventh-day Adventist, and we need to do what the Lord expected us to be. Therefore, he says, I want you to be a little blessing. Blessing to others. You know, what we gain is not going to be with us. What we do for others will remain. Isn't it? What we do for others will remain. You know, if there is a rose or a lily or petals, when the aroma, the smell gets to the others, they will enjoy. And therefore, the Lord expects you and me to be a blessing. He wants us to be like a little hands and legs in doing whatever good we can do. And therefore, when we do that, the Lord says, I will bless you abundantly. I will bless you abundantly. It's not my saying, and this is from the Word of God, Proverbs 11, 25. Proverbs 11, 25, it says, and this particular text, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be waters also himself. When you give others, when you care for others, when you do things for others, and the Lord's promise is there, I will bless you. It is like a well. I don't know whether you all are familiar with the wells or not. In our area, we have the well. The well, if it has to percolate the water and water to come up, it says we need to keep drawing the water. If you don't draw the water, and the well gets stagnant and dry. And our life also has to be, and you and I should never get worried or tired of doing good. And therefore, here it says, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Isn't it? There's another promise that I have, I did not list it here. If you read Jeremiah chapter 29 verse, it says, not only giving, he says, and pray for the city that I have sent. When you pray for the welfare of the others, when you think of others' goodness, and the Lord will take care of our welfare, isn't it? Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 7, it says, when we pray for the welfare of others, and the Lord will take care of your welfare and my welfare. It is the promise. You test it, and the Lord will bless. And therefore, and here it says, and be a blessing to others. You and I need to be a blessing, isn't it? It's a joy when you do something for others, when you bring a smile to others, when you lift somebody, when someone is in the valley experiences, and the tap on the back and encouraging them, that will make them happy. So the Lord says, be a blessing to others. Okay? The first promise, it says, I will be with you all the days of your life. And the second promise, it says, I will go with you wherever you go. And the third one is, be a blessing to others. Sometimes you and I, we worry. So the fourth promise that I have is, do not worry. You know, many times we worry, isn't it? The human beings, many times we worry about what will happen tomorrow. What is going to be? In Isaiah chapter 41, Isaiah 41 verse 10, it says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Because it's the Lord who has bought us. And here it says, do not fear. I am with you. I will take care of you. It says, I am the Lord who is going to help you in your professional life. All that you have to depend on Him. Sometimes when you have the projects, when I feel that I'm at the crossroads, when I feel that I'm helpless, many times in my life, I always knelt and prayed. No matter what happens, I always take the point, the challenge to the Lord. And I say, Lord, He said, do not worry. I'm going to help you. Therefore, it is not my problem, dear God. Dear Jesus, this is your problem. I want you to worry for me. But I won't tell my wife, but others. But I tell my God, this is my worry. Oh, Lord, I want you to hold my right hand and lift me up. Sometimes I get frustrated. Sometimes I get discouraged. Sometimes I feel I'm lost. Isn't it? You all must have experienced when we are at the challenges, when we are at the crossroads. Sometimes we think that all the roads are closed. But as the special song is sung by the Jaria and Shira, says miracles happens. Miracles happens in the life when you depend on the Lord. Thank you for that beautiful song and the music, the special music. They added a meaning and a strength to my message this morning. And so it says, and fear thou not. Isaiah 41 verse, this is 10. When you read 13th verse, it says, I will hold your right hand. When someone shake your hand with the left, you will not be so comfortable. You will not be able to do what you want. But when someone holds you, gives a shake with your right hand, and you feel firm. You feel confident. You feel you are in a safe hand. The Lord is stretching. It is His promise. Those of you who are in Isaiah 41 verse 13, I, the Lord God, will hold your right hand and help you. To accomplish things in life, to accomplish your goals, to do things in a right way, the Lord will strengthen. So there is nothing to worry. Sometimes we worry about the finances. And many times we wonder how I'm going to meet my expenses, how I'm going to run my life, how I'm going to run my family. You know, here is a promise. Psalms 37, chapter and verse 25. It says, I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. You know, it is very true. If you are faithful to God, in whatever the little things that you do it, and at the right time, in a right way, God will show and provide what is needed for you and for your family. I have experienced this one. I'm telling the truth. Out of experience, I'm speaking. When you need, God will open a way. I don't know how it comes. How this happens. But I experienced, my family has experienced, my boys have experienced, when time comes, I don't know how the Lord opens the way. And so therefore, claim this promise. Do not worry. When we worry, there's nothing that we can change. Of course, as a human, we will worry. We get scared. We stumble sometime. We get frustrated. We run here and there, hither and thither. But we don't know what to do. But I'll tell you, the Lord says, you come unto me. All he that heavy laden are burdened, you come to me. I will make your yoke lighter. Isn't it? And therefore, and the ear says, David, the king, he says, nothing to worry. I was young, now I am old. And my children are always scared. Even though, because of the time, I want you to read even Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. If someone has on the Bible, that particular chapter, Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, it says, my Lord shall supply supply all my needs according to his riches. Our God is a rich God. Our God is a wonderful God. Our God is a God who knows what is best important for you. The Lord says, I know you personally. Says in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, it says, I have plans and I have a purpose for your life. I will give you an expected and a peaceful end. I'm here to bless you. I'm here to prosper you. All that you and I need to do is to count upon his promises. Lean on his promises and keep your head on his shoulder. And when you have, as you and I put our head on the lap of the mother, and when we put our lap on the lap of the, our head on the lap of the mother, and you find solace, you find peace, you find confidence, you get energy, you get some sort of a confidence in life that I can run miles together, I can face anything. Isn't it? How many of you have experienced this? Usually, when we are tired, when we are troubled, when you have something, we always put our head, especially when youngsters are small or big, when we put our head on the lap of the mother, as the mother puts the hands, the fingers, and runs through your hair, you find a joy. Isn't it? That joy you will not get anywhere. And that will give you energy to walk miles together, run many races, and climb any mountains. The same Lord says, do not worry. All that I want you to do is keep your hand and lean on me. Like Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 says, do not lean on your own understanding, but lean on the lap of God. And when you and I lean on the lap of God, the God will give strength. He will give you energy. He will give you wisdom. He will give you power. He will walk with you. He will talk with you. He will move with you. And he will do everything for you and me. That is what the Lord says. Even in John chapter 14:14, you ask anything in my name, I will do it for you. Thank you. God bless you, sister. The Lord says, many times, it says even in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3, it says, call unto me, I will show you great and mighty things in life, which you and I have not seen. That promise is there in the Lord. Count upon his promises. And as I said, God's promises have power. And the last promise that I have for us is, be a little light for the Lord. The Lord wants you and I to be a little light for the Lord. We know the Lord is light. But at the same time, the Lord says, you are my light. You know, in this sanctuary, there can be thousands of candles. All candles will become useless unless and until there is a candle with the light. It is only the candle with the light can light the other candles. Isn't it? It is only the candle with the light can light the other candles. And the Lord has given you and me the word of God as a light. And you know and I know, here is the word, as Psalmist says, Psalms 119, 105, the word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The Lord has given this light. He wants us to read. As the 11th verse of Psalms 119 says that I treasure thy word in my heart so that I will not sin against you. And whatever we do our righteous things. And therefore, it is very, very important. Here in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 6. Isaiah chapter 42, this is the sixth verse. It says, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. The Lord says, He has given you and me as a light. Isn't it? And the Lord, and He says the covenant. The Lord's promises are always true. What is impossible for God, it should be impossible for us. You know what is impossible for God? According to Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. Hebrews 6, verse 18. What is impossible for God? God bless you, sir. God cannot lie. And the second one is, He cannot break His promises. If you read few verses in the same, Hebrew chapter 6 and 15, 16, and He fulfilled the promise that He has given to Abraham. God does not lie. Therefore, His promises are true. He will not break. I know, Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, everything is possible for the Lord. There is nothing impossible for the Lord. But except telling lie and a breaking promise. And therefore, here it says, the Lord has given you and me as a light to the nation. He wants you to be a little light. Like Job says, I am an eyes to the blind, and legs to the lame. Isn't it? Job said, I am an eyes to the ones who are blind. The Lord wants you to be a little light. Even in Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Isn't it? You and I are like a light that's set on a hill. And the Lord expects you, every member, everyone who is present in this Burma church, to be a little light for the Lord. Whatever way you can be a blessing and bring life to the others and light to the others, the Lord will bless you abundantly. And the same chapter, if you read 15 and 16th verse of Matthew 5. Matthew 5, 14 is this one. 15 and 16, it says, you are a light of the world. The Lord wants us to be a little light for the Lord. So therefore, this morning, I want you to claim these five promises boldly. And without fear, because our God is a God who loves each one of us. And He has given these promises, And he has said, I will fulfill for you, because God's promises have power and true, and he will never break his promises. And therefore, let's have a recap of what are the five promises. The first one, it says, I will be with you all the days of your life. And the second one, I will go with you wherever you go. And third one, be a blessing to others. Wonderful members, I'll tell you. And you're truly God's children. And the fourth one, do not worry. And the fifth one, be a little light for the world. And God will bless you. You know what is assurance for all of us? Is to see the Lord in that eternal home. And that is what is promised in the last verse that I have. Revelation chapter 3, in my conclusion, I have a beautiful promise. The Lord says, I will. Here, Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. I will write upon him my new name. And the Lord says, what a joy it is. The Lord says, I will write my own name. The Lord is willing to give his will to you. Many times we write our wills to our children and our spouses or others. Here God says to each one of us, he is going to take us to that new Jerusalem. And it is a promise. He says, which is the new Jerusalem which cometh down out of heaven for each one of us. And the Lord is going to bless us and give us an opportunity. If you don't meet here on this earth, we will meet in the heavenly home. And God bless you all. And this is my prayer for each one of us.